This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
I'm Susan Stamberg. Iraq will send an official delegation to Cairo to offer condolences to the family of slain Egyptian diplomat Ihab al-Sharif. Insurgents claimed responsibility for the killing and for attacks on diplomats from Pakistan and Bahrain. Iraqi officials are scrambling to repair the damage, especially in relations with Egypt. Egyptian officials were angered by Iraqi comments that its envoy failed to take proper security precautions. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
In the wake of the attacks against envoys, the diplomatic presence in Baghdad began to shrink, an alarming development for a new Iraqi government desperate to highlight every possible measure of its international legitimacy. Egypt confirmed the killing, although no body has been found, and temporarily closed its mission in Baghdad, and Pakistan removed its envoy. Anxious to dispel the impression of a diplomatic retreat, Iraqi government spokesman Laith Kuba insisted that a full range of contacts was ongoing. But he also seemed to suggest that the slain chief of Egypt's diplomatic mission may have been careless.
We have contacts with all the countries now, not only diplomatic contacts, but practical. And most of the missions see how Iraq is living, not from one incident only. So all know that there are some conditions that led to the killing. It was strange that he left his house without any security.
Egypt's foreign minister was dismayed by the comments and said it was Iraq's responsibility to provide security for foreign missions trying to help the Iraqi people. A former Egyptian foreign ministry official, Abdullah Al-Ashal, told Egyptian television that in the current climate, it doesn't matter whether Egypt has an envoy in Baghdad or not, because aside from those he called the lucky ones housed inside the fortified green zone, diplomats are stifled by the miserable security situation.
I feel that the ambassador of Egypt in Iraq couldn't do anything there because he doesn't have any security, he doesn't have any job there, he is isolated, and he is not protected.
Iraq has now expanded its damage control efforts. President Jalal Talabani phoned Egyptian leader Hosni Mubarak to offer condolences over Sharif's murder, and Iraqi Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari rejected earlier Iraqi assertions that the Egyptian envoy had been making inappropriate contacts with insurgents before his death. The foreign diplomats still in Baghdad were briefed on new security measures designed to protect them. None of which, says Egyptian analyst Hassan Abu Talab, is likely to spur Arab governments to make new plans for Baghdad embassies anytime soon. Talab, editor of the Arab Strategic Report, says besides the ambivalence some Arab regimes feel toward this new Iraqi leadership, there's a familiar catch-22 bedeviling Iraq. The mainly Shiite leadership urgently needs to bring more disenfranchised Sunni Muslims into the political process to help blunt the insurgency, but the raging violence is making political outreach extremely difficult and keeping diplomats from Sunni Arab countries who might be able to help at a distance. Talab says the fractious nature of the Sunnis in Iraq does present its own challenges, but in his view, a major problem is the perception that Shiite-led wings of Iraq's security services are enacting revenge killings against Sunni leaders.
This is not a good environment to push the Sunni to be a part of the political process. First, the Shiite should control their feeling of revenge. Before that, any Arab intervention, any Arab effort will not succeed.
To complicate matters further, Talab says there's another player to watch, one that isn't hesitating to plunge into Iraqi politics, and that's Iran. The Shiite-dominated neighbor to the east has grown increasingly involved in Iraqi politics, he says, and not just because of their sectarian affinities with some Iraqi leaders. Talib says Tehran treasures its influence in Iraq because it's one of the only cards it has to play in what it considers its ongoing crisis with Washington over its nuclear program. He says while other neighbors keep their distance, Tehran will continue to hold Iraq close. And that's troubling news for those trying to build a unified Iraq and for Arab governments debating the difficult decision to send an envoy to Baghdad. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.